The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
And the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope, before this show is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because my wife needs a break, that's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right here, this one will apply to every one of you. Here we go. People in our audience are prayer warriors. They pray for people faithfully and diligently. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? What do you got going on? What's happening? What do we need to pray about? Here it is. Keeping it simple. You can reach out to us by giving us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like hitting it. The week with great faith and expectation.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. I do want to tell people that the reason I bring up the fact that I am a doctor is really twofold. One, because I'm in full denial of it. And then two, Don said, you should tell people you're a doctor. You worked for that doctorate. You worked really hard. You got a 4.0. You're summa cum laude. You don't tell people. I go, no. Number one, I don't have enough aspirin to tell people, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Number two, it's hard to wrap my head around. But even my wife says, hey, you know, you got to kind of acknowledge that. It's like, okay. So I'm working on it. So don't get mad at me that I repeat it a couple of times because I'm trying to get it into my own brain. Here's what I know for sure. If the Lord can use me, he can use anybody. I mean anybody. That's all I'm going to say right there. Here it is. Bottom line. Keeping it simple. If you've got a prayer request or if you've got a praise report, we want you to reach out to us. So a prayer request, we'll take our faith and combine it with yours, and we'll pray. In a minute, we're going to be praying for Angelina. That's Robert and Rosalind's, especially Rosalind's mom. We're going to be praying for her in a minute. And we're going to ask the Lord to touch her and to heal her. And I just want everybody's faith to be there, that sense of expectation. Don't pray with just the words drooling out of the side of your mouth. Have a belief. Have a confidence. If you pray, believe the Lord's going to hear you and answer. That's called expectation. We've been talking about that all year long. So far, we're in March. It's like, look, expect more in 2024. That's what the Lord wants of us, to be people who believe. So that's where we're going to be heading. If you've got a praise report and the Lord's done something and it's marvelous, maybe it happened yesterday, maybe this morning, maybe last week, and you're still wrapping your head around it and going, how do I say it or what do I do? Don't worry about that part. Just call up and share. That will bless people when they hear it. It will bless you because you're sharing it, and it will bless and honor the Lord, which is most important. Isn't that cool? All right, so I want you to be able to do that. You can call that number, 972-445-0770. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. It's very safe for many people, we understand. 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org, David, D-A-V-I-D, at A with a circle around it. He must increase from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease.org, because we're a nonprofit corporation, and that's the way we roll. So we're going to be praying in just a second for Angelina. I just want people to know the Lord hears prayers. Okay? He doesn't answer the way you tell him to answer. He doesn't use your Timex to answer. He doesn't use your methodology or your timing, but he answers prayers. And he answers prayers because he loves his kids. Sometimes, I'm going to say it and you're not going to like it, but it's true. Sometimes the Lord will say no, because it's not a good thing. Sometimes it's like, that won't help you. Can't do that. That's why we bring our prayers and surrender them to the Lord. We have faith that he will say yes, but if he has a better plan, we certainly want his better plan. Wasn't it Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane who said, nevertheless, take this cup from me, nevertheless, he had plenty of faith, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That's the surrender part, right? Right. So we want to be on top of that. Along with Angelina, I'm going to be praying for my daughter Julianne and her clan, because I have gotten notification that Julianne and the clan are sick. Their group is a little sick. They're passing around sickness to one another. That's no fun. And Angelina, she's struggling with that septic. She's going through in and out. She's got to go back to get more problems with it. So we want to be praying for that as well. So let's bring that before the Lord in prayer. Then I'll tell you some of the things that are happening, and then we'll get into the teaching. But let's pray first. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you. We acknowledge you. You are the King of the universe. We love you. We are never going to be able to give you the praise that you're really worth, Lord. You're way past us. Your goodness exceeds us. Your love overwhelms us. How you put up with us day after day, hour after hour, moment after moment is just incredible. So thank you and praise you and honor to you in everything and in every way. The very breath we have, we turn back and offer it up in praise. And Lord, we lift up Angelina to you, and she's been going through this now, in and out and in and out. It's very difficult. It's difficult on Robert, more difficult on Rosalind, and we're praying for your healing power to touch her body and that she could get past this. Just like you said in that one situation, Jesus, you said, no, enough of this. Please say that in this situation. Please bring about the healing power. Please move upon her in mighty force and let her know the healing power of the Most High God. Lord, along with Angelina, I lift up my own daughter, Julianne. It's just a wonderful woman of God, wonderful child of yours. Your daughter, my daughter, more yours than mine, but I love her. I ask you to bless her. They've gone through so much, and they've persevered, and they've been steadfast, diligent, seeking you on an everyday basis. And we are just praying for your healing power to enter into that family. Fill that family full of joy and laughter and happiness. And let them see that the gift that you have given them is the opportunity to draw closer to you. And bring your healing power into the Schiller household. And Lord, for the people who are out there who have situations that are out of control, we ask you to speak against fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And bring healing to their circumstances, peace to their minds, calm to their spirit. as only you can do in the midst of storms. We lift it up to you with absolute confidence in your goodness and your graciousness. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okie dokie artichokies. All right. So I will let you know one thing, and I'm not giving out too much information yet, but I do have Roslyn working on something where we might have either this week or next week an opportunity to interview the band Petra. So just get ready for that. That's all I'm going to say there. Kind of cool. We're going to see how that breaks down. And I won't say that Roslyn was excited about the whole thing, but we'll just leave that there for now. Okay, let's get into the mighty Word of God. This is, of course, all Scripture is God-breathed. What does that mean? The same breath that went into creating Adam, the breath of God, is the same breath that goes into the Word of God, which is why at times we jump into the Word of God, and guess what? We are alive because of God's breath, right? I mean, come on. That's so cool. All right. 2 Timothy, my friends. We're at 2 Timothy, and we talked about this last week. We are really picking it up at roughly verse 9, and verse 9 says this. I'll actually pick it up from verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. That, too, is a gospel formula. Everybody's got the gospel formula has to be this, 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 this. That's wrong. There's probably about 9, if not 11. I guess it depends on two of them you have to ask to think about it. But there's about 9 or 10 gospel formulas. Here's another one. Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Well, he's got to mention this, 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 and this. Okay, tell Paul he wrote it wrong in Holy Writ under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead. Oh, okay, fine. All right, so then verse 9 says this, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. So Paul makes the point of bringing it up to Timothy. Remember, this is Paul's last epistle. There's a little bit of a, I wouldn't say emotional, but very heartfelt things being mentioned in this. And Paul's like going, they're treating me like a criminal. Like I'm an evildoer because I've been telling the word of God, teaching the word of God, preaching the word of God, living the word of God, and they're teaching me or they're treating me like I'm some bad person. For those that think that won't happen to Christians, you have not read your Bible. And Jesus said if they did this to the master of the house, what will they do to the children? It's like, oh, you can count on it. Through many tribulations, one must enter the kingdom of God. And then some people go, no, no, I want the gospel to be all flowers and Skittles and whatever. It's like, I just go back and say, well, didn't you pray I want to be just like you, Jesus? Okay. So God is saying yes to your prayer. And so go back to verse 9, for which I am suffering trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. That means that they locked him up. Because he was teaching the word and preaching the word. It wasn't like Paul was going around robbing people. He was declaring the truth. But the truth has a cost to it for people that don't like the truth. Or they want to substitute the truth with a lie. Oh, yeah. Who's the father of lies? Oh, that's right. Okay. And then he says this, but the word of God is not chained. Oh, how do you not love it? The word of God is not changed. So Paul imparts a profound truth to his young protege, to Timothy. He says, even though I'm suffering as an evildoer to the point of chains, to the point of jail, to the point of restriction, the word of God is not chained. It is not restricted. Paul wants Timothy to understand that even in Paul's imprisonment, people are being saved. And you go back to the early church and you see it in history and you look at what took place when the persecution of the Christians rose to a fervor and they dispersed Christians throughout the world. Here's what they did. They took the gospel everywhere they went and the gospel spread. And while people are going, it's terrible for the church, it's glorious that the word of God is spreading. And what we don't see is the ripples. One time, in one moment, when you've had a trial and you made one statement that may have given affirmation to the Lord, acknowledgement to your desire to be close to him, recognition of his control, understanding of his mercy, standing firm in your faith, and you just said it, expressed it one moment, you don't know who saw that, heard that, connected to you in that, and how that impacted them, and how that might impact them to impact somebody else, to impact somebody else, to impact somebody else, to impact somebody else. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Most of you have been in a body of water at some point. You drop a rock in water, especially in a lake. It's so cool. And you see one circle, another circle, another circle, another circle, another circle, another circle, another circle. You have no idea how many ripples you have sent. But God does. And so even though you feel sometimes you're restricted or you're pulled back and it's not going the way you want to go at it, and it's not functioning in that same capacity, here's a great message to understand. The Lord takes what you would think is insignificant, what you would think is small and minor, what you think doesn't have the power or the chops, and makes it so miraculous it changes lives. God takes the little and makes it much. He takes the, it even says, despise not the day of small things. Might be small to you, but the Lord might use it to bless others. And the power behind that, so I want to make sure you don't miss this, you're a part of that. And, by the way, you're a recipient of that. So not only do you get to participate in being a blessing to other people, which how cool is that, but you also get to receive that. When you hear testimonies about other people and you're like, God, deliver them out of that situation. God healed them of that sickness. God deliver them from that financial struggle. God got them out of that situation, that family situation. They're no longer in fear. Now they're safe. All of those things that people share. Every time, it just impacts us. It glorifies the Lord. And the word of God is not restricted. You have to love it, especially in the Old Testament. He sent the word, and it did heal them. Hallelujah. For the fact that the truth is not restricted. Wow. Okay, take a deep breath. Wow. That's some opening for a Monday. Here we go. Take a deep breath. Here's your first trivia question. We will be doing a true or false. This is not a trick question. You don't have to sit there and going, is Dave being sneaky right now? No. Here it is. True or false. Jesus was delivered up so that we might have eternal life. True or false. Your reference, John 3:16. Jesus was given over so that we might have eternal life. True or false? Your reference, John 3:16. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us and call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can additionally send a text. That's fun. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Here's your question. Jesus was given so that we may have eternal life, true or false. John 3:16 is your reference point. In the meantime, I'm going to send you to the website. Now, here's something you don't know. On the website, as of last night, are the two books that I have written. They are the covers. The new covers for both books are on the website. So if you go on the website and you look at it, you scroll down about halfway, on the right side, there's a thing that says books, and you'll click on one of the books, and it'll take you to the book page, and then it'll show you the two new covers for the revised versions of The Jewish Christian, Volume 1, and Broken for His Glory. So we want you to check that out. Plus, on the website is a place to give. Why is that important? Because I won't be doing this if people don't give. That's pretty straightforward. I don't think that's weird at all. It's very helpful to you for you to be giving. So I don't care where you're at, whether you're in San Diego or Denver, Dallas, or Detroit, you want to participate, check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeyMostIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeyMostIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeyMostIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeyMustIncrease.org.
HeyMustIncrease.org.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz! I love it. you guys, you got to remember that. 76, Young Frankenstein. Too funny. All right. Your trivia question, then we're diving right back into the Word of God because I got much to teach. Jesus was given so that we may have eternal life. True or false? John 3:16. That is your reference point. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Boy, it doesn't seem like a Monday to me. Here we go, back to the text. Listen to this. We'll pick it back up, go all the way from verse 8, but go to the next verse, which is 10. Remember, this is 2 Timothy chapter 2. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, from which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Verse 10, and here's the key. Woo! Verse 10, and here's the key. Therefore, remember we said about the word therefore? Conclusionary, right? Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Hallelujah. Listen to this line. Listen to this. Don't miss this. This is huge. How huge? Huge. So huge. When people say huge, they go huge. Listen, therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now, you have to love things like the word elect. The word elect means, get this, ready, chosen or chosen one. For those that are very unsure about this, please keep aware of this simple, simple point. Tomorrow, people are going to be voting. We encourage you to participate in that unless it's a breach of your conscience. Then you respond between you and God. Don't matter what anybody says theologically. If it's a breach, it's a breach. That's your call between you and God. But let me say this. We go and you cast a vote. We're going to be casting votes, right? What are we doing? We're choosing. We're electing. Hey, here's the key you need to catch. God voted for you. What? God put in your name as a candidate that he wants. That is what election is. That is what being chosen is. Chosen specifically by God. Because he wants you. So Paul, so ferociously, he's boldly proclaiming. He mentioned earlier to Timothy and Titus, he encourages them to endure all things for the sake of the elect. And what this means is we should tolerate whatever comes our way, especially if it provides an opportunity to bless God's elect, his chosen children. Listen to this line, then we'll get to the caller. Even if a situation appears difficult, it doesn't make it any less opportunistic to be an example to bless people. Even if a situation appears difficult, it doesn't make it any less opportunistic to be an example to bless people. So Paul makes it clear when he says, in verse 10, he says, therefore endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. All right, send the person through. Got it just about a minute and a half. Let's send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. We got about a minute or so. Who am I talking to?
This is the child of God.
This is the child of God. You got 60 seconds, child of God. That's all the time we have because then we got to have a hard break. So let me set up the triv for you, okay? Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Jesus was given so that we may have eternal life. True or false?
Si, senor.
Si, senor. Si, senor.
It's true.
Yes. Yes, it is true. You are correct, Amundo. How are you, my bro?
Good. Hey, I need a prayer, and this month I'm committing myself to pray for the people, those who have it. I was praying, Lord, should I pray? I felt like I need to be praying for the people, those who have any kind of abuse in their life, and they are dealing with the effect of that abuse. It could be spiritual, emotional, physical, or mental. So I'm committing myself for this month. I'll be praying for the abuses.
All right, let me pray over you real fast. I got about 20 seconds. Father,
Especially pray for my gum. I'm having a little issue.
Okay, you got it. Father, I just ask you to bless and heal Samson in his gums and his situations. And, Lord, I pray that you would give him mighty power to pray and intercede for those who have been hurt. Let the grace and the mercy and love pour out of him in prayer for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, folks.
Gracias, senor.
Amen.
Gracias, senor.
Okay, we got a jet. Love you, bro.
Okay, love you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, folks, you are going to get a chance to keep listening if you go to hemustincrease.org or keep listening on the app or the radio. I'm going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. This is from our good friend Pastor Ray. He wrote this wonderful devotional called When Grace is Tangible. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. That's John chapter 1, verse 14. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. Now, I'm going to stop you right there. So I was praying. This is in the last month, and I even wrote it down in my little journal how I believe the Lord had communicated to me personally that I do not understand the depth of God's grace. So then this devotion comes, and I'm like, oh, I just know the Lord's trying to teach me more. All right, let me back it up to what Ray says. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. We sing of amazing grace with the hope and longing that inspires people of all faiths and walks of life. Theologically, grace is defined as unmerited favor, a good, sound concept. But there is something more tangible about grace, something we can picture in our minds. God once told Moses, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Grace, as I discovered in the Hebrew language, is more than a favor granted in spite of our failings. When God says he will be gracious to whomever he chooses, he uses the word chanan, which adds a new layer of our understanding, because chanan means to show favor, mercy, to bend, or to stoop in kindness. God is not only granting favor and mercy, but the word picture is of him bending down to us in kindness, like a father getting down on his knees to embrace his children. There's even more to this picture. The root of the word chanan means to pitch a tent, to encamp, to abide, to dwell, to rest. There is more than God granting favor. He wants to dwell with us, to camp out with us. The God who is so very beyond us, not of this world, desires for his glory to abide with us and in us. God will be gracious to whomever he chooses, and he will come and live with them and dwell with them and camp out with them, whomever he chooses. And when it makes no sense to anybody else, it doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't meet our standard of approval. The Almighty Lord desires to dwell with us, not just rule over us, certainly not to start a religion, but to love us and live with us in a tangible, real way, to show us the way, the truth, and the life. The ultimate experience of God bending down, listen to this, the ultimate experience of God bending down, stooping down to the ground to dwell amongst us is the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
The David Spoon Experience.